The word blurb was coined by American humorist Gillette Burgess in 1907 when he attributed the effusely complimentary jacket copy for one of his books to a Miss Belinda blurb. Today, blurbs are an industry in themselves. You see them everywhere, on book jackets, CD covers, and especially in movie ads. That has Weekend Edition film commentator Kevin Murphy contemplating a new line of work.
I've decided to become a blurb artist. Every Sunday, I riffle through my newspaper, and there they are, decorating movie ads like cheap Mardi Gras beads. Those 3 to 5 word ejaculations with exclamation points. All of them exclamation points. Scanning the ads this week, I netted 5 brilliants, 4 astonishings, 3 amazings, a pair of triumphs, and oddly, 1 galvanizing. Apparently, Far From Heaven causes viewers to be dipped in molten zinc. And how many films this year will have Oscar written all over them? The last movie I remember to have Oscar written all over it was the film Oscar, the 1991 Sylvester Stallone comedy, and his funniest film next to Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. Oh, by the way, Siskel and Ebert gave Oscar 2 thumbs up. Every week, the good work of capable reviewers is winnowed for blurb nuggets, eviscerated of context and gutted with ellipses. But blurb specialists write the annoying host of these things from media outlets we've never heard of. Towers of rectitude like Access Hollywood, Parade Magazine Radio, and my recent favorite, Hollywood Hotwire. The only reference I could find anywhere to a Hollywood Hotwire was a section of the L.A. suburban magazine Urban Word, which has yet to correct this stunning error on their website, a review of The Lord of the Rings, The Twin Towers. Somebody should tell them. The common term used for crafters of blurb is, appropriately, quote whore. Now, these clowns are jetted out to fancy hotels by the studios to screen films and interview the cast. They're treated like royalty, entertained at parties that would make Bacchus blush, as long as they play the game and deliver the blurbs. Well, I'm giving up, which is to say, I'm cashing in. Enough of this incisive invective on NPR. I'm going to latch on to some obscure publication and blurb like mad. It'll be the ride of my life. All those movies, all those blurbs, all that cushy hotel living.
Good afternoon, Gargantuan Pictures Publicity. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm Kevin Murphy, the film critic for the Recumbent Bicycle newsletter here in Minnesota, and I thought your latest blockbuster was astonishing, amazing, galvanizing, a triumph.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, in fact, it has Oscar written all over it.
Well, that's so nice of you to say.
Yes, yes it is, yes. And I was wondering if you wouldn't mind just zipping me out to Beverly Hills for that junket you have scheduled, so I can do bland, harmless interviews with all your big stars and just rap with them about how wonderful they are.
Why, sure thing, Mr. Murphy. We'll fly you out here first class, put you up at the Four Seasons. Would you like your suite to face the pool?
And I'm on my way to a new career. I'll out-blurb them all. Use words like vulcanizing, Brobdingnagian, Tintinabulous, the most sempiternally resplendent cinematic exegesis of the millennium. I'll sit by the pool, thesaurus in hand, sifting through synonyms for spectacular. I'll become the prince of blurbs. My peers will marvel at my ability to eschew mere criticism for the heroic task of getting asses into seats. I'll have Pulitzer written all over me.
Kevin Murphy is the author of A Year at the Movies, One Man's Film-Going Odyssey.